KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy at 51 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, officers with the Red Oak Police Department Tuesday evening were called to a residence in the 2400 block of North 8th Street for a reported domestic disturbance. After speaking with the victim, police determined that while she was on the phone to 911 operators, 43-year-old Jason Neal Beecham of Red Oak took her cell phone away and would not let her speak to the operators. Beecham was arrested for obstruction of emergency communications and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests took place Tuesday night. At around 8 p.m., deputies arrested Aaron Purcell of Corning for violation of a no-contact order. Purcell posted bond and was released. And at around 10:50 p.m., Adams County deputies arrested Delson Grantham of Fontenelle on an Adams County warrant for probation violation. Grantham was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail until seen by a magistrate. Three people from Harlan were injured in a three-vehicle chain reaction collision just before 10 a.m. Tuesday in Pottawatomie County. According to the sheriff of the Iowa State Patrol, a 2012 Chevy Cruze driven by 20-year-old Jessica Throlson of Harlan was westbound on Interstate 80 near mile marker 19. Due to an earlier crash at the 18-mile marker, traffic was merging to the right lane. 72-year-old Marilyn Roseman and 61-year-old Sharon Davidson, both of Harlan, were traveling in a 2019 Toyota Avalon in the right lane when Throlson rear-ended the Toyota. The collision caused the Toyota to collide with a 2018 Jeep Wrangler driven by 21-year-old Taylor Axelson of Loveland, Colorado. The Chevy and Toyota came to rest in the right lane while the Jeep came to rest in the median. Throlson, Roseman, and Davidson were all transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by rescue crews from Neola and Underwood. On Monday, authorities in Pottawatomie County identified the victim of a fatal vehicle versus bicycle accident that took place on Saturday. Tuesday evening, investigators identified a black 2014 Ford F-150 as the vehicle that struck William Shepard on Saturday at about 2:10 a.m. near Old Lincoln Highway and North Line Drive. Shepard was pronounced dead at the local hospital. 56-year-old Robert Christensen of Rural Council Bluffs was identified Tuesday as the driver of that vehicle. No charges have been filed at this time, and the accident remains under investigation. Police in Creston say that a woman residing in the 600 block of Grand Avenue reported Tuesday afternoon that sometime during the early morning hours of Tuesday, someone cut a rear tire on her vehicle while it was parked at her residence. The damage from the vandalism amounted to $100. Troy Price of the Iowa Democratic Party will be meeting with local activists and voters this Saturday at noon at the Family Table Restaurant in Atlantic. Price, who is in his second term as chair, plans to talk about the upcoming 2020 caucus and caucus changes and the 2020 elections. He's also interested in discovering what the state party can do for the local party and obtain information about the party's local activities. Price is a longtime Iowa political operative and strategist, as well as a vocal LGBT rights advocate. Raised in Durant, he has worked for Governor Vilsack and Lieutenant Governor Peterson and Governor Culver and Lieutenant Governor Judge. He also headed Iowa's largest LGBT advocacy group, One Iowa, and has worked behind the scenes as a political director for President Obama's Iowa reelection campaign and Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. He previously served the Iowa Democratic Party's executive director. And a special investigation by the state auditor's office has identified nearly $75,000 worth of improper transactions by a former city clerk in the small northwest Iowa town of Westfield. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The investigation was sparked by concerns about former Westfield city clerk Angela Sorensen. Sorensen claimed the city's financial records were destroyed in a fire at City Hall that started on the edge of her desk, and more recent records were lost due to a computer virus. Auditors, though, were able to review about 4.5 years' worth of records and identified nearly $40,000 of utility payments to the city that were never deposited. Sorensen was overpaid by more than $13,000 during the 4.5-year period, and Sorensen wrote herself about $4,300 worth of unauthorized checks, plus another $3,000 worth of checks were redeemed for cash. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Copies of the auditor's report have been forwarded to the Plymouth County Sheriff and County Attorney, as well as the Iowa DCI and the State Attorney General. In our funeral announcements, Shirley Boyson, age 91, of Griswold, died Thursday at Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Shirley Boyson will be today at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maynard Madsen, age 87, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Maynard Madsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Avery Ann Jamison, the seven-week-old daughter of Garrett Jamison and Brittany Green of Fontenelle, died May 9th at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Graveside services for Avery Ann Jamison will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Gene Hutchinson, age 71, of Orient, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gene Hutchinson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Michael Christensen, age 57, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Michael Christensen will be held tomorrow at 2:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. M. Darlene, Dancing Darlene Hansen, age 79, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A celebration of life gathering for Dancing Darlene Hansen will be held Thursday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Audubon Recreation Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dennis Patrick, age 63, of Carson, died May 11th at his home. A visitation for Dennis Patrick will be Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Arla Mae Grochan, age 87, of Panora, died May 11th in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Arla Mae Grochan will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Levina Schwartie Bloom, age 101, of Dunlap and formerly of Erling, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Levina Bloom will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Dennis, age 75, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Dennis will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merlin Jensen, age 82, of Avoca, died February 18th. Graveside services for Merlin Jensen will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Janice Namani, age 83, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died November 20th. Graveside memorial services for Janice Namani will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakfield Cemetery east of Brayton. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ward Seaburn, age 89, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Crawford County Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Ward Seaburn will be on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. And Robert Skip Curlin, age 89, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Skip Curlin will be on Monday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.